Shit, I've been kicked from the car.
I accidentally hit the button. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, no, I accidentally. He's probably thinking, well, this gal just hung up on me in the middle of a conversation here. I apologize. Okay, sorry. So you were mentioning, what I notated was cash, check, and Zelle. So if at any time, and Venmo. Okay, I knew I was missing something else. Okay. So if you start, let's say you decide you start taking credit cards or you start doing PayPal or Cash App, just let us know, Jeff, so that way we can update the information. Okay? All okay. Right. And then I'm just noting one here was working with Town Square for just website counseling with them, not on a contract. Just so they're aware of what's been going on with you with Town Square. I always like to be very descriptive and noted on everything. Now, you do have an option, Jeff. It doesn't cost you more, okay? But instead of them seeing your actual phone number, we can put what we call a tracking number, right? The tracking number is actually linked to your phone number. So when they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone. Now, the tracking number comes with an app that you have to download from the App Store on your phone, but it allows you to track your phone calls, your text messages. If you miss them, you can track it on that app. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you want us to just keep it as your number?
Is what number will be?
I won't know exactly, but a tracking number, just to kind of give you an example, let's say it's a 844-123-4567 number, right? That would be listed on Google. So they don't actually see your physical phone number, right? But when they call it, they're still calling your phone. But it does come with an app that you have to download from the App Store. So you're able to track your phone calls, your text messages. Like if you miss them, you can go to that app and pull them right up. It's up to you. It's an option. Even if you don't do it now and you decide later on you want it, we'll go ahead and add the tracking number. It won't cost you more.
So it's a free service?
It's a free, it's a free tracking number. Yeah, it's included in the program.
I guess we can do that.
Okay.
Try to cut down on some of
the spam calls. You know what? And that's the one thing about the tracking number, which is super cool about it, is you can block those spam calls from that tracking number. So it's a plus plus. Okay. So I'll put that yes. Now, not that it's a requirement. I just always ask, out of habit, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then now let's see here if I got everything notated. Yes, I put residential commercial. Okay, awesome. So if you take a look at either your emails or your text messages, I need you to find your receipt.
Okay.
It'll say initial invoice. Now, it either came after or before the welcome one. And it'll actually start off by, okay, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click on that, and it should open up a page that'll say at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you see that. You see it there?
I got
it. Okay, so what you're going to do is on that page, you're going to go all the way down to the very, very bottom of the page. Okay, there's going to be a box for you to type in your name, but before you do that, Jeff, right above it, there's a little box to the left, And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. So by you clicking in that box, what you're saying is it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay, so you'll click on that. And then where it's asking you to type your name in the signature box, you're going to type it exactly as it reads. Jeffrey, after the F, don't put a period. Just Jeffrey F. Knight. And then when you do that, you'll click on confirm signature. The date's already there, so you don't need to put the date. And then it should open up a page once you confirm the signature, asking you another page to put like a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
All right. I got it now.
Beautiful. So this is where you go in to track your results with us. Okay. Right now we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to be creating that customized tracking and reporting system. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email with this link, a username and a password, okay? So you can start going in and tracking your results. And that's why I want you to watch that video that I sent you, okay? So now be on the lookout in the mail within 6 to 10 days. You're going to get a PIN code, okay? It's going to look almost like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. So the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Now the technician is going to go over this with you as well. So once you get that PIN code, Jeff, we need it, okay? Now, we're also going to have you listed in all those popular directories within 5 to 7 days, okay? The Facebook ads, you're going to need to add us on as managers to your Facebook page so that we can manage your Facebook ads, all right?
All right.
So
my Facebook.
I'm sorry?
How will I keep them from my Facebook?
The technician will go over it with you on the steps on how to add us as admins, okay, so we can manage your Facebook page. So they'll walk you through it.
Them off of it.
Yes. So that's why when you call Town Square, okay, once we disconnect, you need to call them and cancel, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're going to remove them from that. They don't own your Facebook page, okay? It's your Facebook page. So you need to cancel with them, and then you're going to add us on. And the technician will walk you through it, okay? Now, the Facebook ads, we're going to have those up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? Those will be live. So I don't know what Town Square's been doing with your Facebook page, but they haven't been running Facebook ads. You've been doing posting yourself, right? And you tried to run Facebook ads, but then they wanted to charge you, correct? So what they've been doing, I don't know. I don't know if all they did was just create the business Facebook page for you and that's it. But all I've seen them do is just the website, okay? So I need you to make sure that when you and I disconnect, you call them and cancel. They're going to try to talk you out of it. You just tell, be adamant. Listen, I've given you guys 6 months. It's not working. Thank you for your time. Cancel my account. That's it. That's all you need to tell them, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, and just remember, with the first page placement, okay, it can take the 30 to 45 days, but that's why I say once you get that PIN code, give it to us as soon as you can when you get the PIN code, okay? In the meantime, right, as we're completing these steps, Jeff, we're going to be sending you notifications, so you'll know when you're on the first page of Google because we'll notify you. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live. We're going to notify you when you're in the directory. So we are going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed so you're aware of the work that we're doing, okay? So you don't think we're just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs. I'm waiting. We're going to be servicing your account, and we're here for you. Any questions you have, you also have my number. If any changes you need made, you got to go through customer service. But if there's something that you need to talk to someone urgently, you are welcome to give me a call, and I can get a message over to them, okay?
Darn.
All right. Even though I won't be able to make the change, but I can at least reach out to them. And then one more thing that I want to do for you as an added security, I want to put a security question for you on your account, okay? So you have the choice of either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, Jeff, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Yeah. F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R.
F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Okay, awesome. So this is another way to secure your account with us. So if you were to get a call from someone saying, oh, you need to pay $5 for your verification, how you can kill that conversation is you tell them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you because they won't know it. Okay? That's how you're going to know if it's local splash. Okay? So we do that for your protection. All right? And Jeff, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local splash family. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you, Jeff. Super excited. Do you have any other? Absolutely. And just know we're here. Any questions you have, any concerns, please feel free and reach out. Don't forget, today is your client interview. They're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock from that 877 number. Okay? So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. And we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Jeff. Well, you have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk to you in a couple of hours. Make sure, though, that you do counsel with Town Square, because or else we're not going to be able to be added on as managers, okay? So just, you don't need to give them all the whole scoop and all that. You just tell them, listen, you just got to be stern. I just want to counsel.
Right.
Thank you, and leave it alone, okay?
All right.
All right. Well,
you
have yourself a very blessed day. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.